From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we present a previously recorded episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank's guests are Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe, authors of the new book, Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan. Here now is Hank Hanegraaff.
Welcome to another edition of Hank Unplugged, the podcast that is committed to bringing the most interesting, informative, inspirational people to your earbuds. And today, as always, is no exception. Before I introduce my guest, let me say that if you found the last year to be a challenge, you're certainly not alone. There are millions of people around the world who would say that the past year has been one of the most brutal years of their entire lives. There's so much to consider here. I mean, the nonstop news of COVID-19. I read three newspapers every morning, and every page seems to be consumed with COVID-19. And you couple that with the hostilities that are triggered by our deepening culture wars. All of this and many other factors have wreaked havoc on more than just our national and global landscapes. It has profoundly seared the hearts, the minds of countless people who are now struggling to find a reset button. And sadly, many have surrendered to a life of settling when they could be soaring, of resigning when they could be renewing. And that's why a new book, Renewing You, this book, by the way, is subtitled A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan. That's why this book, in my estimation, is so very timely. And that's true whether you read this book today or whether you read it a year from now. In this world, you will have trouble. Take heart. Christ has overcome the world. This book was written by a husband and wife team. The husband is a priest in the Orthodox tradition, and the wife is a psychologist. So Renewing You is a book providing priceless insights into how to find a personal renewal in the midst of challenging times from a priest and from a psychologist. And the priest I'm talking about is Father Nicholas. The psychologist is a psychologist by the name of Roxanne, and they represent a marriage of two different worlds, two different fields of study. For nearly 20 years, they've been casting practical life strategies for people, and all with the intent to give you and I a life that more closely resembles the potential God sets forth for all of us. Now, as I introduce you, Father Nick and Dr. Roxanne, tell me why your last name is pronounced Low. It sure doesn't look like that when I look at the L-O-U-H.
Yes, it's definitely. Thank you so much, Hank, for having us part of your podcast today. And to all your listeners, we're grateful that you're taking time to listen to the show. Our last name, my mom and dad are both from Jerusalem. And so the last name actually is a Hebrew or Semitic, really, last name. It's Loha, which literally means tablets or a board. It's actually the same word that is used in the Old Testament when Moses receives the Ten Commandments on a loh, or a on a tablet. And so that's our last name. The easiest way to spell it out in English was to do an L-O-U-H. That's how my parents or my father thought that would be the best way to spell out the name. But that's the origins of the name.
And it's pronounced Low?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I am delighted to have you on the podcast, and I'm delighted to get a finished copy of your book. I did an endorsement for the book. I thought that the cover was particularly poignant.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you talk about the cover. That was probably a conversation that went on about a week. How do we sort of have a cover that draws people into what the contents are going to do for them? And sort of in conversation with our publisher and amongst ourselves and talking about the content, they came up with the unique notion of a little keyhole, because really each of the principles that we talk about are keys that sort of unlock this potential that really God has placed on the inside of every single one of us. You know, he has this will for our lives, but where we struggle is where our flesh is trying to live amidst the world. And in we deal with strong emotions, we deal with stress, we deal with trials, we deal with a relationship that's struggling. And all of these things sort of take us away from who he's calling us to be. And we don't have good tools for them. We don't have good tools to know how to navigate those things. And so that's how we sort of came up with this sort of the keyhole on the front, and then each principle kind of being a key that's going to sort of unlock and get us closer and closer to sort of living that in our journey of life.
Before we get into the content, tell me a little bit about the structure of the book. I noticed that after every single chapter, there is a place for a very poignant prayer. There's a place for discussion questions. And so there's a particular template that you used for this book. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, so we did something at the end of every chapter called Rest, Reflect, and Respond. And this is really about the invitation to the reader to sort of take every aspect of that principle that we just talked about and apply it to your life in real time, right now, in terms of where you're struggling. And they're very similar to questions that, you know, I, as a psychologist, might ask patients in private practice when I'm asking them to reflect, when I'm asking them to dig deeper, when I'm asking them to truly think about their thinking, to think about who they are in this problem they're describing. Because, you know, most of what I'm listening for is not necessarily what people are sharing, but it's who they are as they're sharing it. And so in this rest and reflect section, this is who you are in this principle as you're reading it. And there's also a section on prayer where Nick has come up with a prayer that really takes that principle and orchestrates it in terms of real life. How do I pray through and rely on God and call upon God to help me through this difficulty, this particular issue in my life?
Roxanne, what's it like to write a book with a priest?
That's a big question.
How much time do we have
maybe
left?
The question is, what's it like for Nick to write a chapter with a psychologist?
Well, I was going to ask that question, too.
I do believe it probably took double or triple the time it would have taken otherwise, because, you know, there's so
because
much analysis.
Because of Father Nick.
Yes, always the priest.
It's kind of the we go back and forth, you know. But this has really been our ministry together, right? This is sort of how this ministry launched, because years ago when we first met, we talk about, well, how do you cope with depression? How do you help somebody through depression? Well, how do you help someone through a struggling marriage or somebody who's wanting to forgive? Well, how would you apply, you know, from the spiritual side of things? And obviously, I was born and raised within the church. But, you know, there's what I've learned in my professional world, I would say, just seemed to fit so hand in hand with everything I knew about what Christ was calling us toward. You know, for someone who wants to save their marriage, it's really great to have the will to save it. But if you don't have the tools to know how, you lean on God and you ask him to help you, and then you come right back and you spill the milk again and you say, God, please forgive me, fix it again. And I find that sometimes the mistakes we make are continuous, and we are looking and leaning on that grace, which is always there for us. But at some point, we have to come in and reflect on what's my role here. The book of James talks about our effort and what we are doing to sort of, you know, get a hold of this, get in front of some of these issues that cause sin in our lives and really envelop us. So I would say that it's a beautiful conversation. I would say, wouldn't you say, Nick, where it's just bounce off each other and, you know.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that was the, you know, we get that question a lot when we're interviewed. And it's one of those things where at times, you know, we have differing approaches because of just our ministries. I mean, as a psychologist and as a priest, they're two, in many ways, some may even argue, two polar fields or polar areas of thought. But one of the things that we've always done is leaned on our ministries to kind of guide us when I was writing sermons or when Roxanne was dealing with a particular client that was much more coming from a faith perspective, but wanting some practical principles to live by to address in their own life. We lean on each other. So in many ways, the foundation, Hank, was already laid before we even began writing of utilizing and synergizing, you know, using the synergy between our two ministries.
Yeah, is there a tension between theology and psychology maybe manifested even in the writing of this book or in general in terms of maxims?
You know, I think that's an excellent question. I think there are many people who would argue that there is a tension between psychology and faith or theology. I think the thing that I always remind people of is, you know, as a Christian, we believe the words of Christ when he says, apart from me, you will not have peace. So psychology on its own is, for us, we would argue, is self-help. And that is coming from a psychologist and a priest together saying that we need to be connected to Christ. And that's why we actually begin the book with the very first chapter being dedicated to laying that foundation based upon having a relationship with Christ. Because apart from him, you can't know what it is to have a healthy marriage, what it means to surrender, what it means to deal with those trials when Christ warns us on the night before he's on the cross and says, but take courage, for I've already overcome this world. It's so difficult to just simply do that when you're in that moment. But when you can have faith as the foundation, it works, I think, as an amazing tandem that God provides for us.
Don't go away. In just a few moments, we'll rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe. Are you seeking renewal in your life during these uncertain days? Hank Hanegraaff highly recommends reading Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan. Drawing deeply from Scripture and the wisdom of the ancient church, Renewing You will equip you to grow in relationship with the lover of your soul, expel guilt, receive peace, nurture life and personal relationships, and aspire to spiritual and emotional maturity for the greater benefit of the kingdom of God. To receive your copy of Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or you can visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
If you found the last year challenging, you're not alone. In fact, millions believe that this last year has been the most brutal year of their lives. Nonstop news of COVID-19's devastation, coupled with our deepening culture wars, has wreaked havoc on our world. Sadly, many have surrendered to a life of settling when we should be soaring, resigning when we should be renewing. That's why Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan couldn't be more timely. Written by a husband and wife, the husband a priest and the wife a psychologist, Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe provide a plan for personal renewal in these challenging times. To receive your copy of Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive
negative superstitions, but CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. Want to live a visionary life of intention and meaning? Do you want to live in Christ with a sense of purpose and peace? Most of us will answer yes. And yet, rather than soaring to spiritual heights, we often remain grounded, emotionally and spiritually stuck in our harmful habits and attitudes. Written by a husband and wife, the husband a priest and wife a psychologist, Renewing You, a Priest, a Psychologist, and a Plan is a path to personal renewal needed by many in this difficult moment. To receive your copy of Renewing You, a Priest, a Psychologist, and a Plan by Father Nicholas Lowe and Dr. Roxanne Lowe, just give us a call at 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Well, let's rejoin Bible Answer Man host Hank Hanegraaff and his guests, Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe, in their conversation.
Psychology on its own is, for us, we would argue, is self-help. And that is coming from a psychologist and a priest together saying that we need to be connected to Christ. And that's why we actually begin the book with the very first chapter being dedicated to laying that foundation based upon having a relationship with Christ. Because apart from Him, you can't know what it is to have a healthy marriage, what it means to surrender, what it means to deal with those trials when Christ warns us on the night before He's on the cross and says, "But take courage, for I've already overcome this world." It's so difficult to just simply do that when you're in that moment. But when you can have faith as the foundation, it works, I think, as an amazing tandem that God provides for us.
I mean, I would echo that 100%. You know, psychology without faith is boundaryless, right? The notion is it's all about me. It's getting back to me, whatever empowers me, whatever makes me happy. It's okay. And it's amazing if you walk into the doors of a psychologist's office or a therapist's office and you say, let's just say you're struggling in a relationship or you're struggling in a marriage or you're struggling with forgiveness. It is all about almost empowering you to understand what you wanted. And they will take that to the extent of empowering you that you might work so hard to understand your patient and empower your patient that they might actually walk away from that relationship on account of strengthening their feelings. And it's really boundaryless. So where does it end? And faith are the boundaries by which I think psychology has to operate, because the notion is not getting back to me. It's getting back to who He's designed me to be. Mm-hmm. It's getting back to Him. And so those are the boundaries you seek. And also, I would say where psychology says you can do it all on your own, as you just said, you know, we can't. Mm-hmm. You will often find, no matter how much you work at something in your life, that if you don't bring Him into the mix and call upon Him, you fail. I mean, it's they work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But along the same lines, I would say asking God alone to fix and solve, but doing nothing and expecting no amount of effort in terms of looking at how I'm thinking or what I'm doing to contribute to my own sinful nature is also ineffective. Mm-hmm. And it's just relying on grace without any of our effort. And in spiritual warfare, we know that we fail when we do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that in some sense, as we're now participating in the Lenten period, the trek toward the capstone in the arch of Christianity, which is the resurrection of our Lord. Without resurrection, the Apostle Paul says, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die. So we're learning to discipline our bodies through fasting. We're learning to discipline our minds through prayer. We're learning to reach out to other people through almsgiving, that triple braided cord. Can you talk about that a little bit in terms of the renewal process?
Sure. I'll start, Roxanne, and then you can add if you'd like to. You know, what I always tell people is Christ never died on the cross and rose after 3 days to make you better. He wasn't yearning for you to turn over a new leaf. He was giving you a new life. And because He was giving you this new life, there is by way of the world that we live in, this fallen world, there are opportunities that we experience both by living in this world, by things that we've created on our own, that distorts that newness that God has created us to be. We call that the image, the icon, the image and likeness that God has created us to be. And St. Athanasius, I know, Hank, you know very well his writings, when he says that, you know, God has created man so that we could become like God. In other words, we're constantly yearning to get back to that newness that God has created us to be. And so re, as you all know, the prefix re is basically a return back. It is a tool that we're giving, hoping to provide our readers with a return back to the newness that God has created us to be, that icon that he's created us to be. And Lent is one of the vehicles that God uses and the church provides for us, you know, to do that. It allows us, as you mentioned, through prayer, through fasting. But it's also an opportunity for us not to just simply deprive ourselves of food or the dietary items, but it is also, as St. Basil, one of the great saints of our church, says that during this season of Lent, we are to fast from our sins so that all of us, as the Bible says, we have this persistent sin, this persistent struggle that we all go through, and that we are called to fast from that. And in addition to that, we're also called to feast on things during the season of Lent. I oftentimes tell our community, you know, name three things that you want to fast from other than the dietary issues. And then what are three things that you want to feast on? Because Lent is not all about taking away. It's what you're also adding on. And so that, getting back to your initial question, Hank, it is a vehicle that the church provides to ultimately get you back to the newness that Christ yearns for us to be, that back to that icon that he's created us.
Oh, that's beautiful. Roxanne, you have anything to add to that?
That was beautiful. I mean, not much other than the notion that our book is so much about living with a level of intentionality and mm-hmm. mindful awareness, because let's just say the three things we're going to feast from or the things we're going to feast on, without a level of knowing ourselves,
right?
What are those things that I'm struggling with? And what are those things that I need to be replacing? Where do I need to watch myself? Where are my triggers? Where are my temptations? What is my persistent sin? And so much of what I think our book calls upon the reader to do is sort of really study yourselves, mm-hmm. to know yourselves with intentionality and with this strong sense of awareness that then we can use the tool of discernment. And discernment is huge. I know the church fathers have written so much about it, and I could read it endlessly. I just absorb it. Like, I love what it, mm-hmm. what they were talking about. It's pre-psychology. Here we have the church fathers talking about, but, you know, discernment requires real self-knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so without studying ourselves, we don't have that self-knowledge, and we continue to struggle with the same things mm-hmm. over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that leads me to the most basic question I could ask you, and that is the goal of the book, because this is not the kind of book that you simply read and put away, but this is a book that you're intentionally asking people to put into practice.
Yeah, I think the goal is really equipping people of faith with a very practical and real-time understanding of how we get so far off track, and really normalizing this for folks, because I think a lot of people think they're the only ones. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to church or you look at the social media feeds and you see everybody living these, you know, quote-unquote happy lives, perfect lives. And people, I think, sometimes get insecure about their own struggles and think they're, you know, I'm the only one who has this horrific thought or these, mm-hmm. you know, sinful, this judgment or, you know, berating myself. And really, that's so much more common than we realize. One thing that is so universal amongst humanity is our struggle. We all struggle with something. And so our book is really about sort of normalizing some of that understanding that, hey, this is how we get off track. This is what's wrong. And here are some tools to help you navigate these very common pitfalls that life throws at us so that we can ultimately stay walking more closely on the path that God has called us toward. And I would say each section describes, we chose 8 of these principles, but mm-hmm. there's so many, but we just said, well, here are some of the 8 most common areas, whether it's relationships, whether it's trials, you know, suffering that people endure and they don't understand.
Negative thinking.
Yes, the mind. There's a whole section on the mind. Guilt and forgiveness. I mean, this mm-hmm. is a huge struggle for people. And we even talk about things like chronic busyness, because, again, all of the distractions of life keep us from the giver of life and they keep us from knowing ourselves. So really the goal is sort of, let's understand how each of these principles are working in your own life and give you the tools you need to get you back on track.
Mm-hmm. And those eight keys that you have listed, I think, are so helpful to make faith your foundation, to become a healthier thinker, to have a place for victory over your vices, turning trials into triumphs, self-care. I will talk about all of them individually, but make over your marriage, a makeover, as it were, to strengthen familial relationships, to equip your children, and then to share your light for the sake of Christ. I mean, all of those are so incredibly important and instructive. I think about how renewing yourself, part of that process is sharing your light. I mean, that is a big part of renewing yourself, self-renewal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sadly, so many people of faith oftentimes are unaware of really what their purpose is on earth. There was a study that was done that found almost 65% of Christians were unaware of or really did not know what their purpose was on this earth.
Well, we've run out of time for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in again next time when we'll continue Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe, authors of the new book, Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan. Our daily commitment here at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand CRI's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches, Hank would like to send you a copy of Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan. Call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit our website, equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more.
Do you want to live a visionary life of purpose and meaning? Do you want to live in Christ with a sense of purpose and peace? Most of us will answer yes. And yet, rather than soaring to spiritual heights, we often remain grounded, emotionally and spiritually stuck in our harmful habits and attitudes, finding ourselves repeatedly wingless and unable to take flight. Written by a husband and wife, the husband a priest and wife a psychologist, Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan is a path to personal renewal needed by many in this moment. To receive your copy of Renewing You, A Priest, A Psychologist, and A Plan by Father Nicholas and Dr. Roxanne Lowe, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.